again another day.
Please go ahead. The call is now being recorded.
The spirit is very good here.
I'll do a quick roll call for you, Refit. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Jazz call on the 12th of April. And on the call, we have Refik Damak, Tijani Benjima, Alex Kukuru, Sintra Superman, Carlos Aguirre. Tony Harris will join us in 40 minutes. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Hélène Pruitt, Avery Doria, and Evan Leverly. We're calling out Cheryl Langdonor. And for staff, we have Carla Valente, Gisela Huber-White, and myself, Glenn de Saint-Gerie. And we have apologies from Michele Nilon, Sebastian Bachelet, Carlton Samuel, Alan Beranger, Godwin Chombi, and Tony Harris might be on the call in about 40 minutes. Thank you very much, Rafik, and over to you. But before that, may I just remind people, please, to say your name before you speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you for everybody for joining today call.
Mr. Alan Greenberg is joining.
Okay. So we'll start to discuss about the agenda. And today we changed a little bit. We should discuss about the proposal for the board, which is due to this Friday. Any objection for that? Okay, hearing none. Just to start also, is there any update in your SY or do I please send you the update?
This is Avery.
Yes, Avery.
I have an update. I am now acting as a research consultant for both SPI marketing and for PIR. Basically doing research and giving them information on what's involved in new GTLD programs, et cetera.
Okay. Please send this update to...
The update has already been sent to Glenn.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
And it should be added already to your session.
Okay, so let's move now to the discussion about the proposal for the board this Friday. We'll give the floor to Carla, so she should introduce to us about this this proposal and why it's and so on. Please, Carla, go ahead.
Hello, Rafik. I'm trying to upload the document. I just received the document from... I'm trying to upload. Give me 1 minute, please.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, so uploaded.
Got it.
Okay. It's a little bit small too that you cannot read.
Very small, I know.
Well, you can hit your own plus and it makes it bigger.
Okay.
Thank you, Carla.
There's a noise. Okay.
Yeah, that just came in on my line.
So we have a deadline. So this is Carla Valenti from ICANN staff. We have a deadline this Friday to propose something for the board. It doesn't have to be the final report, as we have the final report to be published in May. We already discussed that. But we need to put some consideration for them in front of them. for us to be able to have some kind of a resolution. They're meeting next week. So I spoke with Avery extensively yesterday and over the weekend. And one of the things we could do as we are discussing, you know, a more elaborate proposal at this point, and I do not believe we can have anything ready for Friday, is to maybe slice a piece of it and talk about the fee waiver or the fee reduction as it was proposed in the Milestone report. So, and the other proposal also is, I understand that you talked about different developing countries and different official lists that we could draw from, but for the first round, maybe we could just pick one, revisit that as we go to the second round. So the main point that Avery raised also in her email is that what we need to do is to expand on the criteria. We had some framework in the Milestone report, but the board is looking for a criteria, something a little bit more specific to consider. One of the things that we have, somebody is moving the...
Well, it's only somebody who's a host because the rest of us don't have control.
Okay. So this is in front of you. So there's a Word document that was sent to you by Avery yesterday. The document you see in front of you now is, with the green remarks, is from Tijani. So I took the latest one, which is with Tijani's comments. I thought it would be helpful. And this is what you see in front of you. Eligibility, which basically is the need criteria. Who is eligible for any kind of fee reduction? So we talked, one of the things that I'm proposing here is community-based or non-governmental organizations in the condition recognition of the key role they play as a resource to the local communities. Tijani comment is whether or not we change our mind from the Milestones report. So my suggestion, again, this is a suggestion, is that we narrow to something that we can actually evaluate. Something that, you know, is for the board to consider. And non-for-profit organizations, from a need perspective and from the point viewpoint, and you will see another criteria down in the document, is not only for this company to be incorporated upfront or biased in that line, but also for this company to have some kind of be a recipient of some kind of funds at this point. And this is one of the challenges here, is what to do with new non-for-profit organizations. And it is indeed a struggle. New non-for-profit organizations would need to have some other way to evaluate. But if we, and I looked into different grants and fee waivers, and many grants do require that a company is established or even receives already some kind of a donation so they can assess better the need of this applicant or the fact that this applicant cannot pay for something. So, again, this is a suggestion. A company be established in operation before January 1st, 2009. This is not a set date. We can pick other dates as well. This is one of the ways to maybe minimize gaming. I do realize that by doing that, we have the challenge of having to deal with organizations that maybe were not aware of the new GTOD program prior to that. There's some other criteria, and I think the number three, you talked about that. Avery, would you like to comment on that?
Sure, I can. You have people with your hands up, but I did do editing on the first proposal, if people want me to talk about the thing. First of all, you had put a date in the middle of 2010 when you first suggested this. I don't think it matters. In fact, I think it's important that the organization, especially if we are doing this narrowed perception, that the organization exists before they knew that we were doing GTLDs. I think that's one of the gaming prevention. In other words, if you can have created an NGO in anticipation of being able to apply for a fee reduction, that's the gaming opportunity. So if you have to have been around, and at this point that's saying you have to have been around a whole 2 years in order to qualify this, that's because before January 1, 2009, there was no notion that there would be any sort of program. And so that was the reason for picking a date that was well before anybody could have created something for the purpose of a GTLD application. The other one was, the next one was a gaming prevention in basically if we're going with the least developed countries, and if you look at the three, it's the least developed, landlocked, and small island developing states, again, trying to narrow things down to something that the board is able to say, aha, yes, that is something that we could identify, that we could put a fence around and say, yes, this would meet a criteria that is easy to point to and say, we understand it. So to basically say that they have a more than a majority of their operations or of their expenditures, you know, in local places. Again, it's restrictive, and it's basically sort of saying, you know, you can't be spending all your money as an NGO to be having rich offices in some country and not doing anything in developed countries. So if it's a least developed country, your focus has to be there. That was it. Thanks.
Thank you, Abri. Just because we talked about 3 points, maybe we can listen to the Andrew comment. Andrew, please go ahead.
Sure, Rafiq. Thank you. I appreciate the work that's been done, but I've got to be honest, I don't think that this is in keeping with the work that has been done over the last year at all, in the sense that narrowing this to NGOs both, I think, is unnecessarily limiting and also I think is unlikely to capture what I am anticipating is going to be a number of the applications, which may be coalitions, they may be public-private, and they may be, as we discussed, what are effectively special purpose vehicles. They're the groups that are set up or coalitions that are set up specifically to do something like a community TLD. And I just don't see how this gets us there. I appreciate the desire to have something by Friday, but this isn't the thing that this doesn't feel like it reflects the work that we've done. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. Okay, is there any other further comment about Alan? Please go ahead.
I guess I agree with what Andrew is saying. At the same time, I appreciate an effort to perhaps get us something, because if we don't get something, even if we put words around it saying, this is a subset of what we wanted, but it's something we can define today, there's an awful lot of merit, because I think at the rate we're going, we're going to end up with zero, which is also less than what we've been talking about for the last year. So we may well have to make some compromises, even if we put weasel words around them to say they are, if we want to get something, get someone's attention at this point, or you know, we talk about middle May as for the final report, as if it's a long way away. It isn't. So there are some compromises we're going to have to make if we're going to have any measure of success at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. We have Ellie, and then Alex, and then Jenny. Ellie, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to basically say, first of all, this is just a report on the table. It's not pretending to be something that, you know, was put together from everything. It is a subset, as Alan says. It's a subset that based upon just having talked to various board members, looking at where we're at and looking at the uncertainties with how one defines anything broader in this tight time frame. And as I say, this wasn't looking at for all aid. This was looking at specifically for a fee reduction, which until a month ago had been off the table. So this is quite specifically saying if the board is going to agree to a fee reduction program, and just having listened to them and talked to them about their need to look for. But as I say, this is just a proposal that is on the table, and it's not trying to say it's everything that the group wants. Thanks.
Thank you, Ari. Alex.
Thank you, Alex speaking. I would like also to add on to this, but further to our conversation last week, I think two weeks ago, I believe, where we spoke of exploring a fund, that I've been pursuing that with the government, Kenya, and they may be willing to support. And so if there's a public action, then I think also government may actually support the establishment of such a fund, for at least for the applicants from our region. So we
sorry.
Can also that as an incentive while they consider they may be willing to contribute that. So thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Alex. Could he only half of what he said? I don't know about others.
Yeah, I think there was some noise.
Yeah, his voice is very low, and there was some shuffling-type noise in the background also.
Alex, can you please summarize quickly what did you say?
Okay, I'll try to be louder. I'm just saying that further to a conversation last week where I offered to receive the government of Kenya can assist us in creating a fund for applicants from our region, needy applicants, based on the criteria, and if there is a fee reduction, that we are exploring that possibility so that it may actually go on to record. Thank you very much.
Thank
was that any better?
Yes. Tijani, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Once again, I would like to thank Carla and Avery for the submission. Because of this deadline that we didn't know before, that's perhaps the problem. It is good to submit something. It's very important to submit something, but we don't have to submit something which will be contrary or in opposition to what we will submit at the end in mid-May. That's why we have to be careful not to restrict ourselves to some things, to special things. I think that the board is waiting especially for the way to demonstrate need. And in this text, we use the previous funding or the founders, etc. Is it the criteria, is it the metrics that we will give in our final submission in May? That's the question.
Okay. We have Cynthia. Cynthia, please go ahead.
Thanks, Rafiq. I'm just raising my hand on behalf of Andrew. Sorry, not Andrew, Evan.
Oh, sorry. Maybe it was me?
Yeah, Evan.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm having my usual problems with Adobe Connect. And thanks, Cintra. This is all really, really, really confusing and probably totally indicative of why we as a group are doing anything concrete. I thought there was a discussion last week that we needed to start putting pen to paper. A group was put aside, myself, Cintra, and Andrew, to go off and try and do something. There was no mention of a Friday. There was no mention of a gun to our heads for something like this. And we come in this morning and find out that something totally different now has been put forward while we're trying to desperately come up with something that could be acceptable. We've got everyone running off in different directions. We've got all sorts of little cross projects and cross conversations going on. And in the meantime, the big questions, the simple questions, which is basically who should qualify and what do they get, This should be something we could put forward in simple terms, but we keep reinventing this wheel so many times in so many different ways, it's no wonder we haven't gotten anything done.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Alvin?
Okay, yeah. This is just a new proposal on the table. I suppose it's, I didn't realize that in new editors taking up the pen, it meant that people couldn't offer new proposals. If it means that, then, you know, the group doesn't accept it, and that's the end of it.
Just, I think we still wait for the that group proposal. We don't have update yet. And my understanding for this proposal to the board is just maybe an indication what we will do for the final report. The final report is the important outcome that we need to have in May. This is just some indication, some idea that the board can take or not. So we can still change our mind until May about the different tasks that we have.
We had a situation where we put out an interim report that was submitted to Trondheim, and it was heavily redacted by staff and done in such a way that the board had a definitely undesirable outcome. I mean, there's a part of me that simply wants to put that report back in front of the board. If it's not redacted by staff, and if it's put to the board in the way that it was intended, as far as I'm concerned, even resubmitting that interim report is going to have value to it, because frankly, I don't think the board even totally comprehended that. And even if it did and rejected it, it has now been asked to reconsider by the GAC. So we already have a document in front of us that the board we thought was given, that the board did not react well to, and needs to reconsider. There may be other things, but one thing that we do know is that that interim report is something that was agreed to, and still has an awful lot of very useful information in it, and it did have consensus in it. So I'm even going to suggest that when we send something to the board on Friday, that we remind them what we've already sent them and that they've previously either ignored or rejected.
Okay, so you mean to send again the interim milestone report?
Well, Carla, what's your view on that? Because, I mean, you were in the middle of all sorts of crap with what was going on. I mean, is there any value to us resubmitting this?
I think there is value, Evan, but I think that it really depends on the content, how substantial it is for the board to consider, yes, you know, do this, this is the direction we are taking or not. So if we're able to take the report or if we're able to take the previous content one step further into actually having a criteria that is more solid, you know, I never know what they are going to do, but we certainly could try that. And as I said, the idea is not to change direction here, or is just to put something concrete in front of them that they can consider. And this is not very far from what the GAC was discussing with the board too, which I thought, you know, could make our position stronger in requesting something like that. It's an issue of strategy too, Evan. We can ask for 100 things in the hope of having, you know, X accepted, or we can ask five solid things and then, you know, fight for them strongly and have them tied in a way that makes it hard to, you know, take them apart. It's really a matter of strategy. I think at this point in time, I would prefer the number two. I have a concern not only how much we have been doing. I think we're already off the tangent here compared to the milestone report. We divided the group in subgroups, and I think we're revisiting issues, like you mentioned before. So I think we are off to something that I am concerned about the timeline. But whatever strategy the group chooses in order for us to have something in front of the board by Friday, I am happy to help, in a any way.
Gardner?
Yes.
You stopped? Okay. It just says that there was some problem with the line. Okay. Thank you. We have Ilan, and then Tijani, and then Alan. Ilan, please go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to thank Avery and Carla for the work they did to put this together. And I would like to point out that this has been an effort made considering that there is a deadline coming up, and now we actually have some text in front of us that we could be discussing and agreeing on or altering according to our previous work. And instead of having, you know, further discussions on, oh, this is a new timeline and we're being taken by surprise, I think what we're getting here is a little gift and prompting from the staff and from the board saying, look, we want to include your work in the program at this point, and this is where we need some more information, and if you get this to us on time, then we can go ahead with this round, and if we don't get this to them on time, then I think we're going to get pushed off to the next one. So I would like to suggest that we actually look at the text that's written here and work on that. I hear Evan's concern that he and Cindy were going to author something, and my concerns about transparency last week in that whatever work was being done would be in front of us. Either that's not happening or no work has been done. So since we have something here in front of us that we've had some input on from the board and staff, there's a part that we do need to answer these questions. I'd really like to know what's going on to this proposal. Thanks.
Thank you, Ellen. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I am afraid we will not be able to change our mind from this report that we will submit now and the report we will submit at the end in mid-May. We don't have to be contradictory with ourselves. So if we have to, I do think that we need, or we it's preferable to submit something for this Friday. It will be very good. But we have to submit something light, but not in in contradiction with what we will submit in mid-May. So perhaps we don't have to go deeply in things, because in that way we can submit something that we will continue on later. If we have to submit now something and to change our mind in May, I would prefer not to submit something now. That's all.
Just I want to reply, as we didn't reach any consensus now about the criteria, etc., I'm not sure how we can say that we cannot change our mind in May. We are still in discussing about that, so we don't have anything ready yet. It's just this proposal for Friday, just a proposal. It can help. It can give some guidance to the board, that's all. But we still have to finish our report for May. That's the important milestone that we need to achieve. Alan, and then Drew, and then Andrew. Alan, please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a brief comment on Evan's suggestion to resubmit the previous report. Regardless of how well or poorly that report was presented to the board, it's important to remember we got it to the board way, way after the official cutoff, and just probably when they were getting on planes to go to that meeting. So we certainly didn't give them enough time to consider it well. That doesn't excuse the rather poor answer we got, but I think we have to frame it. That notwithstanding, the main problem with that report was it didn't give concrete ways to delineate and identify candidates, and that was explicitly what came out of the eventual board answer. That they need some guidance on what we're talking about as part of that process. So just resubmitting the same thing, I don't think is going to impress them, to be honest. Thank you.
Thank you. Clu, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. Sure, I'd like to know here for the record. surely with a small preamble here, this text, if we then go on and agree to the principles that it's suggesting, could be sent to the board so that it is an update. Here is a set of currently considered criteria for CBOs and NGOs. What we've been asked for, as Alan was just saying, is more concrete and specific criteria, and that does build on the recommendations that we made in our interim report. If what we can send forward on Friday is a here is where the JIS work group is up to on hard criteria considerations for CBOs and NGOs, then I think we can probably continue on that discussion and get something profitable out of this meeting. And to the board as an update, and it would need to be clearly labelled as an update, from our work this week. But I think if we go back and try and start to reinvent wheels or go off in all sorts of tangents, it's neither a profitable use of our time nor likely to be a successful outcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Andrew, please go ahead.
Star 6.
Sorry about that. I'm really concerned that we're going off on a wrong tangent here. If we send something forward to the board that just talks about one small subset of what we're doing, there is a substantial risk that they will say, fine, go do that and only that. That may be their reaction, and that's not the consensus of our group. I respect and appreciate the effort that was put into it. I myself did not know about this Friday deadline, or we might have done our work differently. But the truth is that I think that's a substantial risk. And I wonder whether sending forward something that is, I am concerned that sending forward something that number one, doesn't have the consensus of the group, and number two, only addresses a small subset of what we are looking at, I'm not sure that does us any good with the board. I prefer to, to work on something. I think we're actually farther along than we realized in a number of things, and Cintra, Evan, and I, we're trying to put together a draft, Elaine, that was something that was more complete, that everybody could chew on. There's no desire to do anything untransparent, just to have something that captures all the text that we've done so far. If we have a little bit of time to do that, then we can send it around to everyone. But barring that, sending forward just a slice strikes me as fraught with difficulty and not going to help us accomplish very much. That's just my sense. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. I think we're in a situation, I'm not sure that if we should send or not the proposal for the Friday. And I think we need to find
Hello? Rafiq?
I can hear you, Tijani.
But I can't hear Rafiq.
Yeah, he may have dropped out.
Yeah. Sorry, this is the operator. I'm just establishing the connection again, Mr. Damark.
Okay.
Thank you. What is the board asking for on Friday? As
good
it
question.
Seems to have surprised all of us.
Good question.
Well, by Friday, this is Carla speaking. By Friday, the board is looking for an update to understand where we are, and if we can have something more solid for them to consider, that would be great. And if we don't have it, at least we have something more concrete in terms of the direction we are taking. I think that would work too. I think that they are also to make resolutions, so I do understand the concerns raised by the working group. However, I think we can caveat things that we understand it is a subset and we understand that what is done by May.
Carla, thank you for that, Cheryl, here for the record.
that's where I was heading with, you know, if what they want is a snapshot or an update, then with the right prefacing and with the right caveats, of, as you said, what we can do is say, this is where we are in discussion at this stage as a draft for CBOs and NGOs. You know, I certainly hear what Andrew's saying, and I share to a fairly wide extent the concerns that Evan put forward, that any time we seem to send anything to the board, it's either assumed that it's incomplete yet and not read, or is somehow to be cast in concrete. So I think it's important that we understand why they've asked for anything at this stage and for what purpose.
Sorry to budge in because I know Rafiq is not moderating us on the queue, but I'm wondering whether those questions or the request by the board could not have been posted or can be posted to the list so that we can see how best maybe you can also respond, because it would be nice to know what they actually want, and then as a group we can see what we can do. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. I am back to the call.
Oh, welcome.
We need to make a decision. I think we still have 50 minutes of the call, and we didn't really progress so much even in this proposal. I do agree with Avery. If we don't propose anything now, we may end with nothing later. So at least to propose even something more narrowed, and we keep continue working in our final proposal, it may work. But if we don't propose something now, we are not sure what we end up at the end. And we have real tight deadline. Alex, you want to comment again, or just you?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's left over. I'm clearing it. Sorry about that. Okay. Bye-bye.
So we have Tijani in the queue. Please, Tijani, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I wonder if our pen holder can't draft something saying what we discussed and what are the options we explored together and taken into account the document submitted by Carla. The deadline is very tight, I know, but perhaps tonight or tomorrow morning propose to the list a document that will not give sharp choices, sharp decisions, sharp recommendations that we will prevent us to change them for the final report.
Comment on that? For the pen holder, I think you are talking about the editors, no? Because we don't have pen holder anymore.
Three persons, the drafting team, if you want.
Okay. I think we need to make some decision now and to move forward. Okay, Andrew, please go ahead.
Okay, so Rafiq, so our options are to effectively to, first of all, when is this due? Is this due Friday, close of business? Is it due after our next call?
Hi, Andrew. Friday, close of business in California.
Okay.
I said, anything and everything that is to be considered for the applicant guidebook. But again, nothing prevents us from, again, posting something that is more complete and more comprehensive in May and request the board to consider the final report.
I understand. As we already have a drafting group that's working on some stuff, and we already have some other things that are out on the table, perhaps the best thing that we can do is to try to come forward on Friday with a complete proposal, or complete proposal and this proposal, from a complete proposal in our case from the drafting group, to share with the group no later than, say, Wednesday close of business or Thursday morning or something like that, that we can say, does this get us where we need to go, and have a discussion about whether we are going to submit one, the other, or neither, or something else, but have that conversation on Friday. Right now it doesn't strike me that we have anything that we can say yes or no to in its current form. Either way, and we only have 15 minutes, so I don't think we're going to get there in 15 minutes. So that would strike me that's really the only option at this stage. Does that make sense to everyone?
Just to ask, you want that?
So we have, as Evan mentioned, we have a group that's trying to pull together the where we are, not just in the NGO space, but more broadly across the group. We should have something done within, 24 to 48 hours, because we're already working on it pretty hard, and we could send that. We would be able to send that out to the group as a possible response. Okay. And my thought is that if we have something that is complete, it is better, and it's a complete sense of where we are, that everyone, it reflects our conversations to this point. It's better to send something like that than it is to send something that is just a slice of what we are doing, which, as we've discussed, may or may not send a confusing message to the board. Hello? I'm sorry, I've got a lot of background noise all of a sudden. Anyway, that is my suggestion is that we take a look at that and the one that Avery put together with Carla, and see where we are on Friday, and have what is effectively a discussion. Do we send one? Do we send the other? Do we send neither? Do we send something else? Right now we don't have anything. We don't have any what I perceive to be a complete proposal on the table.
Okay. Ellen, please go ahead.
Thank you. Maybe it would just help me if somebody could tell me why that work that's being done, Andrew, isn't on the wiki for us to watch as it develops, or on the Skype chat. I respect that you're working hard on it, but I'd also like to just see that as it evolves. So, when if you post that Wednesday night, that leaves me, Thursday to look at it before we talk about it on Friday. And I'd rather just watch it develop.
And Elaine, I hear what you're saying. I don't think we're talking basically about an editing process that is already difficult with three people. There's nothing, and we have, in the same way that Avery made the effort to try to put together something that is that's effectively a straw man to work at, we're trying to do the exact same thing. If we did our edits on the wiki, it wouldn't change anything in any way. It won't be a complete product until we've gone through all of the pieces of it. So we're working on it as fast as we possibly can. There's nothing more that you would be able to see as it gets done. Is my point.
Well, what are you starting from? I don't even know what you're editing.
All we're trying to do is to take, as Evan said, when Avery said this is going to take more time than she has, Evan volunteered and Cintra and I agreed to help to take what we have and to try to tighten up the language in areas where it seemed where we had agreed. For example, in the area of the amount of money, the top and bottom parameters that you mentioned on our last call, you said, what's the principle behind the top and bottom parameters for financial need, right? Things like that, to go through the documents that we have from all of the different groups, to combine them, consolidate them, and to pull up the areas where we specifically either have good, where we have conversations that haven't been included into that, or to try to synchronize the language and to clarify it, or to point up places where this is an area where we need more work, or where we have a where the group has a sense of what needs to be done, but doesn't have the actual numbers. Things along those lines, including some areas where we clearly need more data from ICANN, right? And related, for example, pricing and things like that. That's the idea. It was just an attempt to try to frankly tuck in the edges a little bit, and I think it will do what we're trying to do.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. Tijani, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I don't disagree with the fact to submit something special to the fee reduction, because the fee reduction was at first rejected, and now it is accepted again. So if we submit something special to the fee reduction, it will be a good thing. I agree. What I suggest is to submit something light, not restrictive, so that let's say something that give indication. We will tell them we are here for this point, and we are still discussing the issue. So we have some guidelines, and I ask the drafting team to give us a proposal by tomorrow, so that we can discuss it before arriving to Friday with the final proposal.
Okay. Shirin, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. Cheryl and Ganol for the record. I just wanted to ask the group, and I'm very aware of the small amount of time we have left on this call, and we've been very busy discussing process as opposed to product. Can we look at what we have in front of us, which, from my reading, I'm not having a visceral reaction to in any negative way. I'd like to discuss a few points. I'd like to understand a couple of things more. But is there anything in what we have in front of us that is likely to be counter to further documentation that we're going to be given by the other drafting group? Can we not see this as not a minority issue, as Avery was suggesting in the chat, but something which, you know, can be hybridised with or blended, but at least, you know, we can have discussed it, because at least I thought had the time to discuss it in today's meeting. We have it in front of us. Can we not go from top to bottom, and specifically looking at it from a fee waiver reduction, which is, you know, something that's come up like a phoenix raised from the ashes again, is there in this group at this meeting much that we have a problem with, or do we have a possibility on consensus or agreement, or are they things we need to highlight and edit? That's what I'd like to suggest.
Thank you, Shireen. Jenny, please go ahead.
Yes, Cheryl, there is a point that is for me difficult to adopt. The one that that makes the criteria for the need is a report from a founder. That means that the organizations, the NGOs, or any other entity who haven't been founded before cannot apply. It is too much restrictions, I think. That's why I say we don't have to be in contradiction with the final proposal.
Tijani, that's exactly what I'm saying. Can we not go through this text and discuss?
Yes, sure, sure.
Because, you know, this is, as I understood it, for discussion. We're just not discussing it. We're discussing the principle of it instead of it.
I already submitted comments on it.
Okay, thank you. So we have Avri. We still just have 5 minutes in this call, and we need to find an agreement.
Right,
please, Avri, go ahead.
Brief. Yeah, this is Avri. I assume you can hear me. The reason for picking that tight constraint, and I admit it's a constraint, is, as I said, it's one was the gaming issue, in other words, and the other was the competence of ICANN in the next, consider it 7 months, to figure out how to figure out who has need and who's appropriate for granting funds. Now, I think that it's fairly obvious that, you know, we don't want a newly risen organization to be all of a sudden the one that's doing this, but rather it's got to be someone that's representing a community, that's someone that's already there in the community. And the reason for going to someone that's already gone through a process of applying, gone through the process of being vetted by a major internationally known donor association is to basically find a shortcut and a really tangible constraint to how do we know what is an appropriate applicant to give a fee reduction to. As I said, we don't have our own money yet to be giving away grants. So therefore, and until we have people that sign up and say, yes, we've got money and we'll fund a program, we don't have to worry about ICANN or an ICANN foundation making its own grants. That probably won't happen in time. In terms of other funders, if we get other partner funders on, they're going to have their own criteria. We may need criteria for saying, this is how we pass a name on to them. We go through a couple checks, and then we say, yeah, we think this is a bona fide applicant for you, donor X, who's participating in a program with us. Go for it. So in terms of looking for this one, it's sort of, how can ICANN, that has no experience as a funding organization, look at that kind of notion and say, yes, this is a person who merits, you know, some access to this fee reduction program, which, as, you know, Cheryl said, it really is a phoenix rising. It was dead on arrival. Now all of a sudden it's being seriously considered, but it's being seriously considered in a way of give us some tight constraints where we can be sure that we're not being gamed and that we're giving it to the right people. So the constraints in this proposal were meant to be able to give the board that kind of certainty, only in terms of fee reductions, in terms of the aid in kind and the technical aid and the passing their name on to a donor. All that can be a lot fuzzier in terms of who gets helped. But in terms of actually reducing the fee, and remembering that reducing the fee in one place, whether it's true or not, the optics of it will be is that it increases the fee in some sense for others. So, you know, it's just that was the reason for it. That's the reason for the tight constraints, just to make sure we get something now in this round. Thanks.
Thank you, Alfie. We still have 1 or 2 minutes on this call, and I think it's time to make a decision.
May I say something?
Sorry? Okay, please be brief.
Okay, no, very brief. But, Avery, do you think that we will have registries applying for NGTLDs from developing countries or needy people or needy organizations applying for NGTLDs that have already been founded before? If we give criteria for things that will not, that we will have an empty box with no one passing this criteria, it is useless. So this is the problem. Since the web industry is a new thing, is not I don't think that organization that applied for, I don't know, for water things will apply today for NGTLDs.
If I can answer quickly, I think the answer is yes. First of all, the registries are, you know, they're not going to be starting their own registries at this point. For better or for worse, they're mostly going to be using registry service providers. And what they're going to need is the help with application fees. And yes, I believe that there are lots of, or at least a couple in every community, in every nation, of cultural, linguistic, or what have you, NGOs, civil society organizations, etc., who are active in many different things, who, as the four-month outreach program goes on, will say, yes, this is something that makes sense to our community to do. And yes, I believe it being an established community organization, somebody that's already known, someone that's already working with this, working with that, working with education, working with reading, working with literacy programs, working with any number of things, could well be interested if depending on the outreach. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Avi. Andrew, please, it will be the last comment. Andrew, please go ahead.
Sure. I hear what you're saying, Avi, and I think it makes sense. My experience in a number of the countries where I think we may have the greatest need is that the only way for this kind of thing to come together is if it were to be a coalition of interests. That's partly because there are various people who may be wanting to do this, and we would want to avoid, and they would want to avoid conflict over who gets to represent the community. And because in many instances, the NGOs that you're speaking of, while they may have some track record, are relatively weak, and by coming together as a group, they might have a much better chance of being able to be sustainable, which is one of our primary goals. By narrowing, it's just my sense, but the NGO that you're looking for may not exist in a lot of the places that we're trying to reach, and by narrowly defining it in terms of an NGO, I think we're going to miss out. So Johnny mentioned there are private sector firms that may be appropriate partners in this. There may be others. Let's play with this a little bit to see if we can't take the best out of what you've got and wrap it all together. I get the impulse, and it makes good sense to me, but I'm really concerned that it's going to be too narrow, and it may kick us down a wrong path. That's all.
Okay. So everybody, I think we need to make a decision now. I'm not sure if we will continue on the mailing list. We will reach that quickly. So what I'm suggesting, maybe we should work on the Caroline Avery proposal because we have it already. We have these volunteers from the editors, volunteers that may work, maybe with Avery too. And we'll propose something to the working group for tomorrow. Shirin, you want to comment?
Yeah, sorry, I had typed something and then it disappeared off my screen, so I was going to just contribute it to the chat. I was just thinking from what Andrew was saying and building on what Avery was talking about before that, it may very well be, and I agree with Avery, I think there will be people who in the outreach phase go, oh, right, that makes sense to me. Well, in some cases, if they are collaborations that include CBOs or NGOs with this sort of track record, there's no downside to that. I'm still of the view, and if we can get this text into a wiki and or list discussion, we can all contribute to it as well, that perhaps these can be like desirable and essential criteria. If we can say the priority will be given to CBOs, NGOs or consortia that come with this approach, you know, that's a possible outcome, but we need to be able to discuss it between now and our next meeting, not just at our next meeting.
Thank you, Shirin. So, okay. I'm not sure how now. So what was my suggestion? That we have a proposal that we can work on with volunteers, those editors, and also Avery, and we can have something to discuss in the meantime before the next call in Friday.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. 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 Hearing no objection, that we will. Okay, we move on.
This is Carla. What specifically do you want me to do? And what should I say to the board that we do have something that is going to be ready for them by Friday?
I think so.
Okay. But the editing, who's writing this this report?
Sorry?
That's the group that Andrew mentioned.
I'm not hearing you well, Carla.
Who's the editor? Or there has to be one person responsible for it.
Editors, we have Andrew, Evan, and Sandra, and then Isaac is also Avery to participate.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. So, okay. I think it's time to adjourn our call. If there is no objection. Okay. See you for the next call, and thank you everybody for participating for this today call. Thank you again. See you
on the list before.
Bye-bye.